We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you. This is Bob Arthurs, and you are listening to the Refresh radio broadcast. And I was just reminded that it's Friday the 13th. And you know what that means? Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You do not have to worry about black cats or bad luck or any of that sort of stuff. If Jesus is in control of your day, it's going to be okay. Put a smile on your face and step out in faith. Walk the steps that are ordered of you of the Lord, and do not give in to the lies of the enemy. So I want to take you back today to the 26th. Chapter of Genesis, the 26th chapter of Genesis. I'll be honest with you, on yesterday's program, I didn't have a lot of that stuff in my preparation here before that came out. I mean, this, by the way, I view my voice as God's voice, not that God sounds like me. I really picture God with a much deeper voice than mine. But I want God to use my voice to proclaim his word. I'm not here for my ego. I'm not here because I don't have anything to do with my time. I want this to be a time where the Spirit of the Lord is able to minister to people in whatever situation they're going through. And so that's what I feel like happened yesterday, is we took a different tact than what I had in my notes. But I believe that there were some people yesterday who had real needs and challenges that they're facing in their life, and they have received a word from the Lord that is going to benefit them in that area. So we want to give a shout out today to Jits Concrete, 536-5804. If you need any concrete work or block work done, call Greg there. Tell him you heard about their company on the Refresh radio broadcast. And if you missed the number for any of our sponsors, you can call us and leave us a message on the answering machine or send us an email, and we will try and get back to you as soon as we can. So they do really good work. They've done work for us in the past, and I know that they will treat you well as well. So I want to take you back to the 26th chapter of Genesis, and verse number 12. It says, "Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants, so the Philistines envied him. Now the Philistines had stopped up the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and they had filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, 'Go away from us, for you are much mightier than we.' Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Also Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, 'The water is ours.' So he called the name of the well Esek, because they quarreled with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also. So he called its name Sitnah. And he moved on from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." Then he went up from there to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, "I am the God of your father, Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake." So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well. Then Abimelech came to him from Gerar with Ahuzath, one of his friends, and Phicol, the commander of his army. And Isaac said to them, "Why have you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away from you?" But they said, "We have certainly seen that the Lord is with you." So we said, "Let there now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, since we have not touched you, and since we have done nothing to you but good, and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of the Lord." So he made a feast, and they ate and drank. Then they arose early in the morning and swore an oath with one another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. It came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him about the well which they had dug, and said to them, "We have found water." So he called it Sheba. Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba to this day. I want to take you to verse number 12. It said, "Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him." And I could ask you right now, how many of you would like to receive a 100-fold blessing? And I believe it would be pretty much unanimous. One of the things I tease our congregation about is I believe that when I preach that it should be an interactive experience, that there should be something that when the word of faith goes out, it needs to find a home of faith, and that there ought to be a response of faith. And so a lot of times I will ask some questions in order to get people engaged. I believe church should be an interactive experience. And that's a challenge for me when it comes to the radio, because there's nobody here in the room to give me an amen right now. The person that started the program, they're gone, so they're not able to amen me like they did at the beginning of the program here. But anyway, if I asked you how many of you would like to receive a 100-fold program, if I asked that 100-fold blessing, if I ask that at church, I have a response, and it's, you know, I normally get about three hands that raised up, and I tell everybody else to raise their hand. If they don't want a 100-fold blessing, if they would just send that my way, I would greatly appreciate it. But it is true, God blesses his people, and a 100-fold blessing is not theoretical. It is very practical. It is something that can be accomplished, especially when you are dealing in an agrarian society like Isaac was. But it says here that before there was a 100-fold blessing, that there was an act that Isaac took on his part, and it is an act of faith. And it says there that Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a 100-fold. Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a 100-fold. And I want you to know that sowing is an act of faith. I told you we're just a little over a week away. I told you on yesterday's program that we're a little over a week away from our missions convention. We believe in sowing. We also believe in reaping. The reason that I believe that is not because some other preacher said it, but because God said it. He said, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest would be a reality. It is something that is going to take place. There's going to be a time to sow, and there's going to be a time to harvest. And our mission at Merit Assembly of God is about restoring value. And one of the ways that we have restored value is we are not internally focused, we are externally focused. It doesn't matter how much you collect in your barns. If there is nobody who needs the product that you have stored in your barns, what you have in your barns is worthless. And so Isaac, when he sowed, it wasn't just an internally focused thing. At Merit Assembly of God, we refuse to allow our congregation to become strictly internally focused. There are some events throughout the year where we specifically target outside of the congregation, outside of our church, outside of our congregation, where we just want to be a blessing to people. We just want to be a blessing. At back to school last year, we gave out school shoes for those who came. And now you got to understand, the reason that we did it that way is because we go out and we get the shoes and we bring them in. And there was one young lady, and she we had a few extra pair of shoes, and she just happened to be walking down the street. And we offered her to come in, and her and her mother came in. They had a great time. But when it came time to give her a pair of shoes, they weren't the right size because we didn't know who she was and all that. So we asked for people to come for 2 or 3 weeks before so that we get to know them, so that we can get the shoes that are the right or pretty close to the right size. And we're able to be a blessing and not leaving people in tears. We go out at Thanksgiving. We talked about that project before, and there are other projects that we do. We're not looking to compete with other churches. We are looking to complement with other churches. We are here to be a blessing to this community in as unique a way as we can possibly be. And so we are looking to sow. One of the things that I understand, from what they tell me, I'm not a physicist, I'm not an astrophysicist, but they tell me that a black hole was a light. It was a star that was designed to give light to an entire solar system. And instead of that light going out, the star collapsed on itself and became internally focused and became so dark that even the light itself cannot escape from that black hole. Now, whether or not that's true or not, I don't know. I'm going to take their word for it until I hear a better explanation. But I do know this, that a person that becomes self-centered is going to be miserable. A church that is just internally focused is going to be a very, very ineffective light for Jesus Christ. And so we don't want to do that. So we are constantly sowing. That is why we have an I Love Missions Banquet, is because we want to sow. And I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast that Dr. Gary Kellner is going to be with us at a unique opportunity by invitation of the Ukrainian government has come to his organization to help the refugees. Their goal is to raise 300 truckloads of relief supplies to be able to keep alive and keep warm and keep functioning the refugees that are have escaped from the war zone that is going on over there in, I believe it's eastern Ukraine in the Donetsk region. And so we are in the process of gathering. You know, you might not have money, but you might have a closet that is bursting at the seams. You know, down here in Florida, we don't need winter clothes very frequently. I mean, we think it's brutal cold, you know, when it gets down into the 30s down here. But you drop that down into the zeros or the negative figures, and I'm telling you, it gets really cold. You throw a wind chill factor on top of that, and those are life-threatening conditions. And so you may have been hanging on to winter clothes for a long, long time. And right now there's an opportunity where you could take your storage clothing and cause that to be a life-giving blessing to somebody. And so if you'd like to be a part of this Ukrainian blessing that we are going to be partnering with Dr. Kellner about, contact us at 454-4263 or email, and we will get in touch with you and see what we can do about loading up a truckload of supplies to be able to reach the refugees there in Ukraine. So Isaac sowed and he reaped a hundredfold. Nobody sows without expecting a harvest. It is expensive. It's hard work. Breaking up the fallow ground is hard work. When God created man in Genesis chapter 2, it says that he created him to till the ground. He created him to take that which was hard, that was unruly, and he wanted man to come in and make it a place of beauty and a place of fruitfulness. God has you and I in a situation where we are tougher than our environment. You may be in a tough situation, but I want you to know that God is tougher than your circumstances. And so Isaac sowed, and he reaped a blessing. But then there's another aspect, and it says there at the end of verse 12, and the Lord blessed him. And the Lord blessed him. I don't think that just because you reap a hundredfold on something that you sowed, that that is necessarily indicative of God's blessing. It can be indicative of the wisdom that he's given. It can be indicative of just being in the right place at the right time. But when the word of God says that the Lord blessed him, I tell you what I believe about that. I believe that the Lord blessed him. And so he sowed, he harvested, and he was blessed. God had told Abraham that he would bless Ishmael because Ishmael was Abraham's son. But he said this, but my covenant will be with Isaac. When I read that, there was a time when God spoke to me and he said, walking in covenant is better than walking in blessing, because blessings may come and blessings may go, but covenant is forever. Blessings may come and blessings may go, but covenant is forever. And one of the ingredients of walking in covenant with God is that he blesses his people. And so verse number 13, very interesting verse. It says, the man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. There are three different conditions of prosperity that God brought Isaac to in one verse. First of all, there was the beginning stage. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. That's what the word of God says. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. When I showed up at church and the first offering was $37, and counting the four people in my family, there were six people in the service. You look at it and say, you know, it's hard to be encouraged about it, but you can't despise that. You see, God does amazing things in every amazing thing he does has got to have a beginning stage someplace. That's what it says in Genesis, in the beginning. And so he began to prosper. There may be some things in your life that you need to stop doing in order to begin to prosper. There may be, and I'm not here to give you a list. I'm just here to present to you the possibility so that you can go into your prayer closet and you can ask God, is there anything that I need to stop so that you can begin prospering me? One of the things that I will say is that in 3 John 2, it says, may you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And so I can tell you this, that if you are going to begin to prosper, your soul has got, may you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. If you want to begin prospering, you have got to focus on your soul. You have got to focus on your relationship with Jesus. You've got to focus on the Word of God. You've got to make it a priority. You need to make a priority out of fellowshipping with other believers. You need to make a priority out of reading the Word of God, loving the Word of God. You need to make a priority out of worshiping him. You need to make a priority out of ministering unto the Lord. because that's the foundation, that's the measure, that's the limit, that's how high up. May you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. It's going to be rare that you would be able to exceed what you are capable of bearing up under spiritually. And so if we're going to begin to prosper, we need to make sure that we have a good, solid spiritual foundation. Isaac had a spiritual heritage. He had his relationship with his father. He had seen God do the miraculous. He was a byproduct of the miraculous. He was the evidence of the supernatural action of God. And so now Isaac is beginning to prosper. And then it goes on. It said, the man began to prosper and continued prospering. That's a good thing. You know, I like to be able to continue the good things that are going on. And you know, if it begins and then it falls apart, that's not good. I like for that to continue. You know, my wife and I are coming up on a wedding anniversary here in a few months. We're thankful for the beginning, but we're also thankful for the continuing. We're thankful for the continuing. You can begin in good health, but if that doesn't continue, then that's a problem. You want your good health to continue. We are thankful that God has began to prosper Merit Assembly of God, and we are thankful that he is continuing to prosper Merit Assembly of God. We are thankful for the lives that are being touched on this radio program. And if you'd like to help us with this broadcast, we're not going to tell you no. We have to give an account to God for the resources that come in. And you know what? I take that as a very, very high responsibility. When I stand before him, I don't want to have to apologize for squandering God's funds. It's something that is a very, very serious matter to me. There are a couple of situations in the Old Testament. One was where there were priests who were entrusted with funds to repair the house of the Lord, and they weren't doing anything with those funds. And so that responsibility was taken away from them. And then there was another group of people, and they were so faithful in doing the work that needed to be done that the people said, "We don't even need you to give an accounting. We can see the accounting with our very eyes." And so, you know, here in a few weeks, we'll be having our annual business meeting, and people will be able to see with their very eyes, you know, the accountability. We don't have anything on our report that says miscellaneous expenditures. You know, everything is spelled out, you know, where it went to. And we have a great financial report to share, in spite of taking, you know, some of the biggest steps that we have ever taken at Merit Assembly of God. God was faithful and has been faithful, and we're thankful that it is continuing. But if it just continues at the same level, here's something that we have experienced at Merit Assembly of God, where we hit a plateau where our continuing was going on, but it wasn't increasing. And it says here, the man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous, very prosperous. And so we want it to continue until it reaches a whole new miraculous level. I've told you the story on here before about the church that at one point in time, they needed a roof put on a very unique structure, their sanctuary. It wasn't your typical building, and it was going to cost $1 million. They needed $1 million roof. And now that church gives over $1 million a year to missions. It seated several thousand, but it only had a few, just 200 or 300. And now it's at record capacity. They have a heart for the harvest. And so wherever you are at today, you could, like I started talking about yesterday, you could find yourself in a completely new situation. You could have started off on a bad foundation, but if you will just begin to say, you know what, God, I believe that you want me to prosper here. And I want you, I believe you want me to increase here and not decrease. And so God, I'm going to sow and I'm going to harvest. And God, I want to thank you that you're going to bless me. I want to thank you, whether I'm in the beginning stages of prosperity or the continuing stages of prosperity, or where you have taken prosperity to a whole new level. I just want to thank you for it. I want to jump to the end of the chapter there, because it there's a very interesting thing, that says, and Isaac said to them, why have you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away? And they said, we have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. So we said, let there now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, since we have not touched you, and since we have done nothing to you but good, and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of the Lord. That's what really caught my attention, is that I believe that God wants to treat us in such a way that people will see his hand at work in our life. Not our wisdom, not our intellect, not our giftings, but the blessing of the Lord. It's got to begin someplace. It's got to begin someplace. You know, the other day I was walking down the street. I walk wherever I need to go. And I was walking down the street, and there was a guy who saw me, who recognized me, and he saw the get up that I wear, and he said, "What happened to you?" And I got to thinking about it, and you know what he was saying? He said, "You don't look the same that you did the last time that I saw you. What's going on?" Now I want to flip that coin on its head, and I want to say, we need the hand of God in our life. We need the word of God working in our life, so it brings transformation in a positive way into our lives, that when people see us, they see that we are not the same miserable, cranky person we used to be, but instead we are the blessed of the Lord. We are filled with the joy of the Lord and the peace of the Lord, and the peace of Christ is ruling and reigning in our heart. May God this weekend do such a marvelous work, whether it's the beginning or the continuing or the excelling, so that people see his hand and give him the glory and the praise. We'll see you next week here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more. And everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve it. Still, I want to love and serve you.